is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be in Canada, in Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Edmonton. Or you could be here in Atlanta with me. Shout out to everybody listening in New York, in California, in Idaho, in Colorado, New York, where our producer holding it down tonight, Jack Carty, is. Wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158, and a smart speaker. If you have one of those, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had one hell of a show as we've taken a look at everything going on in the NFL. Oh, you can turn the music back up. I like the music. Everybody likes Jay-Z. Thank you. We've taken a look at everything going on in the NFL. Gave you an update on Justin Herbert. The hell is going on with his ankle? Jim Harbaugh has no idea. Tua Tagovailoa is on injured reserve. Mike McDaniel think that's good. No timeline on when he's going to return and just can focus in on himself. Woj is gone. Deciding to retire from ESPN. There are no more Woj bombs. And Travis Kelce, well, Travis Kelce says he can do better as the season goes on. Only 4 receptions for 39 yards. You can consider this to be halftime of the show. We have so much more to do as we continue on. Okay, I get started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We talked about Eli Manning and his Hall of Fame eligibility. He can go in as soon as next year. I know a lot of people have some comments and thoughts on that. And then how about this? Even tonight we have some, let's just say we're getting closer to history. Shohei Ohtani has already stolen his 49th base of the year. Right now down in Miami, the Los Angeles Dodgers are smacking the living hell out of the Marlins. Shohei Ohtani is trying to become the first guy in Major League Baseball history to have a 50-50 season. 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. I just saw Shohei up at the plate a few minutes ago. He struck out. And everybody's just looking for one more stolen base. I think that's the easy part. And over the next 2 weeks before the regular season ends, we just want to see 2 more Shohei Ohtani home runs. Like, how much more exclusive company can you make for yourself? The 50-50 club? Shohei Ohtani's like, screw this crap. Who needs a 40-40 season? I pitch, I hit, and I'm going 50-50, so give me a damn break. But we'll keep you up to date if Shohei Ohtani should hit a home run or steal a base. We'll give you that update. Okay, also, being the fact that it is Wednesday, I've been doing this every Wednesday, not just here on the Infinity Sports Network or our predecessor. You know, I've been doing top 6 lists for the past 15 years, whether it's on YouTube or currently on the radio. And now we're in the midst of the NFL season. We're going towards week 3. Now we finally got the crap Thursday night football games tomorrow. I know everybody can't wait. We got the New England Patriots and the New York Jets. Not the most exciting of matchups, but it's going to help usher in week 3 of the NFL season. And it's early, but I think we've seen enough out of some teams and some players and some quarterbacks to go, this ain't looking good. Oh, this team might be cooked. This quarterback might be cooked. Damn it, we got a quarterback who has already been shown the bench in Bryce Young. And so it got me thinking, you know, things might be done for Bryce Young. They might be. And there's some other quarterbacks, so I'm just looking at what they've been able to do, what they've accomplished, and what they're not doing, where I go, this is not looking good for them either. Or maybe things won't be good by the time we get to the end of the year. And so for today, this top 6 list, I wanted to look at quarterbacks who I think are cooked in 2024. I want to take a look at quarterbacks who I think it's really only a matter of time before people start looking at them and just go, this guy, he's not the guy. And you know what? Let's go ahead and get that list started now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, bringing you a new top six list. We're taking a look at quarterbacks who I believe are cooked in 2024. They are not the long-term option or the answer for their current organization. And I think people are going to be looking at them going, no. On to the next one. Quarterbacks who are cooked in 2024. Let's get the list started. Where do we start? What number?
Number six.
Oh, man. Ryan Hickey is not here, but I know he would either agree, but he would certainly appreciate this because I think he would agree. Anthony Richardson. He ain't looking good right now. The Colts might make it through the season, not to the playoffs. But Anthony Richardson is a freak of nature. We know about all the injuries from last year. He was a fourth overall pick. Knee injuries, concussion, shoulder injury that ended his season. This is, I guess, the most extended look that we've gotten from him. But right now, the season for the Colts, they've started 0-2. They just lost to Green Bay 16-10 with no Jordan Love, by the way. Good for Jordan Love. He practiced today in a limited capacity. But Anthony Richardson so far this season, 416 yards passing. 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and a 49% completion rate. That's not going to get the job done. Now, I'll tell you this. His head coach, Shane Steichen, he's looking on the bright side because he says he can improve over time. Listen to the optimism.
I think just seeing different looks over and over again, there's so many different looks that come up in games. You know, within a game plan, obviously you go into a game plan, what you think they're going to do, and they might adjust it, you know what I mean? There's going to be different looks that you got to adjust to, and I think you guys heard me say this, but I think with time, the more you play, the more you're going to see, and the more you're going to get better. So that's the, you know, process through a young quarterback going through that. As long as the ball's going to the right spot, you know what I mean? And with anything, it just takes time, you know what I mean? It's a process going through this thing with young quarterbacks, but shoot, he's a hell of a football player, and we're excited we have him.
Okay, I get it. Time. Time fixes everything. You know, time and experience, right? They say if you become a master at something, you've been doing it for 10,000 hours. Well, what if you're just not good at it, period? I mean, you can be an artist. An artist is certainly subjective. I mean that your art is good or people will appreciate it. Anthony Richardson, you're 0-2. How do you feel about your start this year?
It just hurts, you know, just losing, bro. Like, nobody wants to lose. And I know we got 15 more, but, man, losing the first two definitely hurt. You know, we got a lot to, you know, look forward to, but we got a lot to, you know, correct in these upcoming weeks.
Okay. What's next? Chicago. I mean, somebody has to win this game, right? One of the young quarterbacks. We got the guy selected number 4 last year. We got Caleb Williams running the offense for the Bears this year. And somebody has to win. Chicago will win. I'm sorry, Colts. I think the Colts are going to go 0-3. Anyway, Anthony Richardson, I think he's cooked for 2024. I think the fans will be sick of him by the end of the season. Sorry, Indianapolis. I got him at 6. What's the next number?
Number 5.
Oh, man. This guy is up against it. Can't even see the field. This man, he was at one point on a Hall of Fame trajectory. And now it looks like he's in backup city. Can't even play. This sounds crazy, but a quarterback who might be cooked in 2024 is Russell Wilson. I mean, he beat out Justin Fields for the starting job, even though he only played 25 snaps in the preseason. We know that he was going to get the first crack at starting because of seniority. This man has been to Super Bowls, even though he threw an interception at one. Hello, Pete Carroll. But the fact is, Russell Wilson is one of the most accomplished quarterbacks in the NFL over the past 20 years. 9-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ over the Broncos. I won't bring up the Patriots loss again, but this man has done it all. Except for the past few seasons where Pete Carroll didn't want him. And then Sean Payton didn't want him. And then the Broncos ate the money. And then the Steelers said, you know what? We don't like Kenny Pickett. Let's bring in two quarterbacks. But then Russell Wilson, the man, got hurt pushing a sled in training camp. And then he re-aggravated that same injury to his calf right before the season. Well, Justin Fields is running the show. The Steelers are 2-0. They might be winning ugly, like against the Falcons and against the Broncos. And they got the Chargers up next. Justin Fields has not turned the ball over. He hasn't thrown an interception. He hasn't lost a fumble. And it was only yesterday that Mike Tomlin spoke to the media and he told everybody, look, when it comes to Russell Wilson, as of right now, today, this minute, this second, he's not available.
As I sit here today, Russ is not scheduled to be a full participant in practice. And so we're ready in a plan that features Justin and his readiness. We'll follow Russ throughout the week. And if his participation gets to a level in participation and quality where we should consider him, we'll delve into that at that time. And obviously, when that happens is a component of the consideration.
Man, he sure has a way with words, doesn't he? I got to tell you what I got to tell you because I need to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you. That's Mike Tomlin in a nutshell. Anyway, somebody else with a way with words, his name is Ben Roethlisberger. On his own footballing podcast, he made it very clear. It don't matter if Russell Wilson is healthy. Justin Fields needs to be the guy.
It's to me, if Russ is healthy, I'm sticking with Justin.
That was my next question.
I said it last week I wouldn't, but what I saw today, I think that he has earned and deserves the right to stay there.
Okay. Ben Roethlisberger, man, does he want to be GM? Does he want a job up there with the Steelers? Everybody wants to put in their 2 cents. Everybody has a podcast. I can't wait for the mashup podcast between, I don't know, Ben Roethlisberger and the Kelseys. I guess it'll never happen, and we might be better for that. Yeah, I got Russell Wilson on my list, number 5. Quarterbacks who are probably cooked in 2024. I know Russell Wilson. He's a goody two-shoes guy. I know he is hoping and praying that Justin Fields starts turning that ball over. Otherwise, he will never see the field. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Quarterbacks who might be cooked here in 2024. I know this sounds crazy, but maybe not. This team actually just won on Sunday. They have a record of 1-1, but I cannot ignore the fact, I'm just going to say his name, at number 4 I got Gardner Minshew. I cannot ignore the fact he is the ultimate placeholder quarterback in the NFL right now. Outside of Jacoby Brissett, who's up in New England, and he'll play tomorrow against the Jets, he knows he's a placeholder. They got Drake May right behind him. The thing is, the Raiders, they don't have anybody else. They signed Gardner Minshew to a 2-year contract, $25 million, $15 million guaranteed this past offseason. Aiden O'Connell is the backup. Gardner Minshew is the most hit-or-miss guy in the league. He can start, but then he can also have some games out there where he just turns the ball over. And so it was kind of crazy, not so much, when Antonio Pierce, a first-year head coach here with the Raiders, in the offseason, he told the media in the most aggressive coach way ever, Gardner Minshew is going to be our starting quarterback, and we believe him. The whole team's behind him. Listen to what he said.
Gardner Minshew is going to be the starting quarterback the 2024 season. Myself, Telesco, and Luke Getsy discussed it this morning. A lot of things went into it. It wasn't based off of last night. There's a lot of factors. So we feel like Gardner gives us the best opportunity to get off to a fast start, and that's what we're going with. We support him. Our team's behind it. Our staff's behind it. Our organization's behind it.
Okay. I mean, he ain't lying. Between him and Aiden O'Connell and a fast start, I know it's only heading into week 3. Raiders are 1-1. They got the Panthers up next. Come on now. They just beat the Ravens. That was a shock. Well, the Ravens beat themselves. Gardner Minshew is a super placeholder. Now, wouldn't this be the game where Andy Dalton goes out there and completely loses his mind? I will laugh my ass off. This past Sunday, in surprising fashion, coming back to beat the Ravens. Gardner Minshew leading a couple of scoring drives, also had a touchdown. Gardner Minshew told CBS after the game, he says, "I don't care what people think about us. We believe in ourselves."
Oh, man, I don't care what they doubt. We believe it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to continue to get better. We got the right people to do it. Not the right players, the right people to do it. And as long as we got that, we're going to be all right.
If you believe in Gardner Minshew, you bought yourself some fool's gold. Don't believe it. I don't care how he started, what he looks like, who they just beat. Gardner Minshew is a cooked quarterback for 2024. It's only a matter of time before they give him the boot. If he's lucky, he'll be back next season. And even next year, he might not be the starter. I'm just saying. Sorry, Gardner. I know it's early. Top six quarterbacks cooked. Almost done for 2024. They're just wasting time before they get the boot. What's the next number?
Number three.
Oh. This guy just likes giving the ball to the other team. In the most dramatic way and ways possible. At number three, Will Levis. Will Levis does not look like the guy. And I know it's early. Last year, he looked pretty good in relief. 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. This year, he's what do you think? He's Josh Allen? He thinks he's Superman? He thinks he can do it all? Does he think he's Patrick Mahomes? He can just run around flipping a football at every and anybody? Will Levis in losses to the New York Jets and the Bears. They lost both games with the same exact score. 24-17. Against the Jets, the man was on his hands and knees and threw the ball to the opposition to end the game. This past Sunday, a fumble in the ball, just no chance in hell as he's tackled, just flipping the ball. He's costing him points. He's costing him the game. The head coach, Brian Callahan, looked at him on the sidelines and said, "Man, what the bleep are you doing?" And then after the game, Brian Callahan said as much. He's like, "Man, that guy's fumble. He's a grown-ass man. He can't make them dumb-ass mistakes."
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. So, yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Is he a grown-up? Well, let's take a listen to what Will Levis had to say about his mistakes.
I'm not going to point to one play as to what lost the game, but obviously I can look internally as to what I can do better. And you're right, something that I wanted to clean up that didn't get done this week. Disappointing for sure. I'm going to work my tail off to be better for my team this week.
Man, Tennessee Titans are nothing but an old slap together team. No hope, including for the quarterback. I mean, in all honesty, they should have never gotten rid of their head coach. Just saying. And next up for the Tennessee Titans, the Green Bay Packers. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jordan Love, he practiced today in a limited capacity. He was initially expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks. He returned to practice today. Just gamesmanship. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? We don't know. But the Tennessee Titans, come on, they're cooked. They suck. How you have the Colts and the Titans in the same damn division? Awful. Will Levis, he's done as well for the year 2024. He ain't the guy. What's the next number?
Number two.
You want to talk about a quarterback that's cooked for 2024? Well, damn it, he just got told to sit down on the bench. It's Bryce Young. I mean, what a week this guy's had. I mean, what a year he's had. Goes from Frank Reich, interim coach, comes back this year, has a new coach, and Dave Canellis coming up from Tampa Bay, supposed to help fix him. Doesn't last 2 games, already told to have a seat. Already has a career record of 2-16. Is it all his fault? Hell no, the Panthers suck. And their owner's a crazy man, David Tepper. But it's a terrible life when Dave Canellis, after the game, after losing to the Chargers, says that you are the quarterback. This is what Dave Canellis said after the game.
Bryce is our quarterback. I'd love to see this thing just continue to take the next steps offensively right now. Will he start next week?
Bryce, our quarterback. We're going to just continue to shore up and fix the things we need to fundamentally from a scheme standpoint. All those things. These are all valuable reps. These are all valuable games. We'll learn a lot from this game, and hopefully we'll take another step this week.
And then he benched the number one overall pick from last year. It took him 24 hours to come back and say, I benched him because I needed to think about the whole team. Listen to this.
And ultimately, it just kind of lands on my shoulders to be able to make the best decision for our group to give us our chance, our best chance to win this week. And we focus on the weeks. We focus on the challenge at hand. And we feel like Andy gives us our best chance to meet the challenge.
Andy Dalton is going to be starting against the Raiders. And Bryce Young, I think he's going to get a chance to play again this season. I think he's going to play in a few weeks. The minute that Andy Dalton stinks is going to be the minute that Bryce Young gets his chance. But I think he's already starting to be on borrowed time in Carolina. Now, someone who played for the Panthers as well, someone who also has kind of been through the same thing, is Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield, if you want some optimism, Baker Mayfield shared some today as he spoke to the media and said, Bryce Young is not done. Listen to this.
Quarterback's hard, especially for young guys when you're not surrounded with the pieces that are not given the opportunity to have success. And so that's a lot of the time guys have the talent, they might have the brains, but they don't have the right opportunity, the right fit. I mean, I'm sitting here right now in a way better fit than the other places I've been. And that's not to put other teams down, but it's a matter of the pieces around you, the coaches, and for Bryce, a guy that, you know, I can relate to this, finding that belief within yourself again, and he'll get it. His story is far, far from finished.
And Baker Mayfield might be right. But in Carolina, it looks like the story for Bryce Young is going to have an ugly ending. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm sharing with you a list of the top six quarterbacks who are cooked in 2024. It doesn't look like they have great futures in front of them with their current teams. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to share with you numero uno. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Wednesday. I'm giving you a new top six list. And today it's about the top six quarterbacks in the NFL. I know it's early, but they're cooked. They're done. They're placeholders. They don't have a long-term future with their current squad. We're just wasting and buying time. That's it. And in a minute, I'm about to share with you who I have at numero uno. But let's go back. If you missed the top five, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can listen to all the fancy explanations and what have you. Let me give you a quick walkthrough. Quarterbacks who I think are cooked in 2024. Let's start here. This may not be the most exciting name. Anthony Richardson. Yeah, I get it. He was drafted last year, but I think his turnovers kind of combined with his injury history, I wouldn't be all that high on what he looks like past this season. I think we'll have a good idea. He's going to get some rope, but there's going to be a lot of question marks. I have him at number six. At number five, quarterbacks who are cooked in 2024, Russell Wilson is waiting for Justin Fields to turn the ball over and get on Mike Tomlin's bad side. But even in that case, if Russell Wilson can't stay healthy through training camp, if he can't get healthy enough to perform before the preseason, when is Russell Wilson going to be healthy enough? I think in the long term, they may keep Justin Fields and tell Russell Wilson, thanks, but no thanks. At number four, I gave you Gardner Minshew. I know they just won, okay? I saw them beat the Ravens. Saw the Ravens beat themselves. Gardner Minshew is the ultimate placeholder at the quarterback position. At number three, Will Levis is a turnover machine. This man is more famous right now for selling mayonnaise than he is for being a good quarterback. Will Levis gave the ball away to the New York Jets. Will Levis gave the ball away in ridiculous fashion to the Chicago Bears. He takes on Green Bay. Is he going to learn, or is he just going to give the ball away all season long? Head coach Brian Callahan, man, is going to lose his mind watching Will Levis play quarterback. And number two, I gave you Bryce Young. You want to talk about a quarterback being cooked? They told him to sit down already. And he'll get a chance. He'll get an opportunity to play again. But let's be real. In the long term, Bryce Young in Carolina, he's on borrow time. I got Bryce Young here at number two. And so for all of that, you want to talk about a quarterback being cooked? Who could be in a worse position than Bryce Young this year? What NFL quarterback could basically be screwed right out of the gate? Well, it's this number right here.
Number one.
Daniel Jones of the New York Giants. I mean, let's be real. NFL Hard Knocks in the offseason. They did an entire series basically on Daniel Jones eventually and ultimately getting the boot. He was selected number six overall in the 2019 draft by Dave Gettleman. People are like, who's this guy out of North Carolina? Dave Gettleman ultimately gets the boot. Joe Shane takes over. Daniel Jones is not his selection. Joe Shane ultimately has no choice but to give him a contract extension due to him actually being healthy enough to get the Giants to the playoffs and winning a game against the Minnesota Vikings. But that was fool's gold. That was a flash in the pan because Daniel Jones has shown maddening inconsistency. He's shown that he is injury prone. And now with no Saquon Barkley, you're going to ask Daniel Jones to just throw the ball all over the place and trust him? This is just as ugly all over the place. I mean, this past offseason on Hard Knocks, the New York Giants offseason edition, Joe Shane is sitting in his office with his kids. He's sitting in there with his son, with his daughter, and he's asking them who the New York Giants should select in the draft. And even his son is like, Dad, you got to get a quarterback like, I don't know, Jaden Daniels. Listen to this clip from HBO Hard Knocks.
Who do you want me to take? Give me a name.
Jaden Daniels. Trade up and get him. Why not?
Okay, if Jaden Daniels.
We only get this job once. Let's try to win.
All right. Jaden Daniels. Carson wants Jaden Daniels. If he's not there, who's your second? Because he's not going to be there.
Drake May or Marvin Harrison or Malik Neighbors. I mean, you can't mess up.
Okay, and then Sid, who do you want?
All the girls want J.J. McCarthy because he's good looking. That's the same thing with Madison.
Who do you want?
I'm just looking at who looks like they would be a good quarterback.
Jaden Daniels, look at him.
Man, it's Daniel, man, the general manager's kids. They want you gone. That got to hurt. Daniel Jones just sitting at home minding his business. And it's like, oh, man, even the kids are trying to replace me. That's the stink. And then so far this season, well, Giants lost. They lost to the Minnesota Vikings. Open up the year 28-6. It was ugly. I mean, people were asking Daniel Jones about his job security and being replaced. And this is what he said last week. Listen to Daniel Jones.
How concerned are you that he will, you know, replace you at quarterback?
I'm focused on doing my job and playing as well as I can. So I've got to play better. I know that. And I'm focused on doing that.
Come on, imagine having to answer that question every week. I mean, they just lost to Washington this week. Daniel Jones did throw two touchdowns. This guy threw two touchdowns and no interceptions and still lost. And I guess Brian Daboll, the head coach who also happens to be on a hot seat himself, Brian Daboll had to answer questions about how much Daniel Jones has improved. I guess we have to find a bright side. Listen to this.
I thought he went where he was supposed to go with the football. He, saw the field well, threw it to the guy that he was supposed to throw it to, gave him chances. We had chances on other plays, too, that maybe we didn't connect on. But I was proud of him. I was proud of the way he competed. I was proud of the way he prepared during the week. I was proud of his mental toughness. I thought he did a nice job.
Okay. This is like having one of those kids that brings home an F every single test. Hey, how'd you do? F. Hey, what score did you get? A 50. What score did you get? An F. Every week, the kid comes home and gives you a bad grade, and they finally give you something a little bit better. A 70. You go, oh, that's a good job. You got a 70. Good job. Pat on the back. Daniel Jones, he is really on borrowed time. There's no chance in hell that Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback for the New York Giants next year. Forget about Bryce Young and all of his pain and all the disappointment and the benching. He'd probably get a shot somewhere else. Daniel Jones, he needs to get ready for backup city. Because this year with the Giants, especially after they gave this guy $160 million, they are cutting the cord this year. We already saw a preview of it in Hard Knocks. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Is there a quarterback who you think has no chance in hell for the rest of this year? Is there a quarterback who you think is on borrowed time? 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is Wednesday. I'm sharing with you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. And even after 2 weeks of the NFL season, we can look at some ships that be a sinking. All right, we can look at some quarterbacks who look done. The future doesn't look bright. And I know this is a little bit of guesswork, and some of it not. But I just gave you a top six list of quarterbacks who look cooked this year. Yeah, they can make it through the year. They can start the whole season. But when it comes down to being the future of the franchise, I mean, going into the future, not so good. I wouldn't count on a success. I wouldn't count on playoff success. I would ultimately look at this guy as getting the boot. At number six, I gave you Anthony Richardson. At number five, I gave you Russell Wilson. At number four, I gave you Gardner Minshew. I don't care what they just did against the Ravens. At number three, I gave you Will Levis, the mayonnaise man. At number two, Bryce Young. Yeah, we know they gave him the boot. Told him to sit down. He'll play again. It ain't going to be good in Carolina. That owner's crazy. And at number one, I gave you Daniel Jones. I mean, we had a whole series on HBO about how the general manager and his kids are trying to get him the hell up on out of there. Let's be real. Daniel Jones, it's only a matter of time before the New York Giants say, yeah, bro, we don't want you anymore. If you missed the list, if you missed more explanation, you have the Odyssey app, hit rewind, and you can hear audio from some of the coaches, some of the players, and you can get the full explanation as to why every individual quarterback was on this list. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about quarterbacks who are cooked in 2024. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk with Carl from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Carl. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, JR? How you doing, my man?
I'm excellent. What's up?
Before I get into my little dibble-dabble about my team, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I am a delivery driver for O'Reilly during the day, and Man, I am so disappointed if I can't, if I don't have a delivery at 3 o'clock so I can hear that Jay-Z beat pop off and get to talking about some sports, man. I dig your show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. What's going on?
Okay, so, I mean, I wanted to, well, the list you gave, I mean, it's hard to throw. Like I said, I'm a Cowboys fan. I definitely can't throw Dak in that list with those QBs you named. But I'm 41 years old. And you can do the math on, you know, obviously, when the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. So, you know, it's been a very long time since we've seen some glory. And the fact that, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I guess what you said kind of, you know, made it more, it was more clarity to me, because you got to have a quarterback in the league these days. Yeah. You got to have a guy that could command, take control, and do what he needs to do. But with that being said, I mean, like I said, it's all about the Super Bowls. And if it's not about the Super Bowls, it's what do you do in the postseason? And we haven't had any glory for a while, man. And my whole thing is, you know, Dak got the big contract. I know Tua got the big contract. There's a lot of other quarterbacks I can name that, you know, got some decent contracts. But with that being said, it's like, when do we come to a standstill to where, okay, yeah, the numbers are the stats are good. The numbers are good. Everything is good in the regular season.
Well,
but
you,
when we come,
well, you know, I had that conversation. We had a guest, and forgive me for not remembering. We had a guest at some point over the last week or two, especially after Dak, as you mentioned, got that $60 million deal. When you think about the $60 million quarterbacks, the $55 million quarterbacks, the $52 million quarterbacks, the $50 million. And nobody's winning anything. At what point in time, and we don't know when this is coming, we don't know if it's coming, but one day there has to be somebody that says, man, you suck. I'm not just going to keep upping this and paying more and more and more when we're not winning. And so Dak Prescott, as you mentioned, he don't belong on this list. But the Dallas Cowboys, and we know it's all about winning championships, at least they're competitive. And we know Dak isn't going anywhere. The guy's going to be getting $60 million for the next several seasons. But as you mentioned, it's about titles, and the Cowboys, they don't appear any closer than they've ever been. But Dak, God bless him, he knows he has security, and that's something that a lot of these other guys that I just mentioned, they don't, Carl. They wish they did.
Yeah, and, you know, at some point you have to draw the line somewhere. Like you said, I mean, what, the next 5 to 6, 7 years we're going to have, what, 80, 90 million for basic play. I mean,
wow. Carl, I'll tell you this. You said you are 41. Jerry Jones is twice your age, and he has much less time. You better call that man and tell him to get out the way, okay?
Yes, sir, man. Well, thank you for taking me, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. You drive safe out there, Carl, from California. That's wild, man. He's like, man, I'm 41. And Jerry Jones already said he ain't moving out the way. He's like, nobody could be the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys the way that I can. Well, everybody's going to get paid. Dak is going to get paid. CeeDee Lamb, well, Dak got paid. CeeDee Lamb got paid. Michael Parsons will get paid. Let me know when all these guys getting paid is going to lead to a championship. I feel like another year is going to go by, and another year is going to go by, and every year that goes by, Jerry Jones gets older. Do the Cowboys get better? No. They're going the wrong direction, but they're still paying all of this ridiculous money. They pretty much have no choice. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about NFL quarterbacks who don't have a chance in hell in 2024. These quarterbacks are cooked. Anybody come to your mind? 855-212-4227. Steven is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steven?
Hey, man, can you hear me okay?
I got you loud and clear. What's up?
Cool. First of all, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your show. So a couple things here. I think that they put these quarterbacks in, like, way too early in terms of, like, as a rookie, because there's different, like, you know, speed in terms of NFL speed, and even if you're in the SEC. So I think Atlanta's doing it the right way with bringing Cousins in. I think Green Bay's done it the right way for 30 years. I think KC did the right way with having Mahomes sit behind Alex a little bit.
Yep.
Yep, Alex Smith. Yep. And I think with Bryce, you know, he's just in a bad situation, and he's probably going to have to go to his second opportunity to figure out, like, to have a chance to be successful. And honestly, I'm worried about Caleb Williams. He's super talented. They have weapons for him, but I don't know why, if it's the owners or the GMs or the coaches, but, you know, to be fair, I went to the
offensive line.
Yep, the O-line. But so Peyton threw 28 picks his rookie year.
Yep.
He's probably top five, top 10, whatever, quarterbacks ever. Can you imagine if someone's on pace to throw 28 picks? They wouldn't last through week three. We've seen that with Bryce, right? So I think they're not giving these kids a chance to be successful. Even if you put the weapons around them to, like, cater the offense around what their skill set is. And there's no way, if Peyton came out and was on pace for 28 picks, that he'd make it through week three. Period.
Yeah. But
do
it's
you agree
a,
or no?
No, I do, ahead. But it's a crazy world to think that was already 26 going on 30 years from now. It's twofold. We live in a different world, and thank you, Stephen, for calling from Wisconsin. We live in a different world right now when it comes down to quarterback play. You know, Peyton Manning, yeah, he got his chance, he got his opportunity. But nowadays, and I give Gruden this type of credit. We talked about John Gruden earlier in the show. He wants to get back into coaching. It doesn't matter if it's college. He is 100% accurate. Part of his quote in his interview with CBS, he said that high school football now might as well be what they run in college. And in the NFL is basically what college used to be, because we get the guys right out of college, and then we pretty much take the schemes and systems and say, hey, let's just run that in the NFL. The offenses are not as complex, and we see that. The utilization of the players and their athleticism, it's less pure quarterback play. Even Tom Brady says the game has been dumbed down. I'm going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We'll talk more quarterbacks. We'll check in on Shohei Ohtani trying to go for 50-50. We got more of the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.